This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A deal between Israel and Hamas to free dozens of hostages held in Palestinian territories may be underway, according to a new report.
The Washington Post reports that Israel and the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas are now close to agreement on a U.S.-brokered deal to release dozens of hostages taken by Hamas in exchange for a five-day pause in fighting that would allow a significant boost to humanitarian aid.
We are not finished. There is not yet a deal in place, and I think it would be premature to conclude that this is inevitable, given how close we have come in the past. And I think one thing that I won't do is go through all the outstanding areas in which there are still negotiations. We don't negotiate these things in public, but it is a very high priority to try to get this done. They're making some progress, and we hope that that will be concluded soon so that these people can finally come home.
Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Meanwhile, heavy fighting erupted around a hospital in northern Gaza, with thousands of patients and displaced people have been sheltering for weeks. Israeli forces are focused on clearing medical facilities they say Hamas militants use for cover. And the controversy continues over Israel's claims the main hospital in Gaza is being used as a military base by Hamas, with new video images provided. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Israel's come under fire from the World Health Organization and other groups denouncing the conditions at Al-Shifa Hospital and the military strikes that have knocked out power and endangered lives. But the Israel Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari says
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa Hospital.
He released surveillance video saying it shows two hostages being dragged there by armed militants, and he alleges kidnapped soldier Noah Marciano was killed there.
Hamas murdered Noah inside Shifa Hospital.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA News. China's top diplomat welcomed four Arab foreign ministers and the Indonesian one to Beijing, saying his country would work with our brothers and sisters in the Arab and Islamic world to try to end the war in Gaza as soon as possible. Ministers from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, the Palestinian Authority, and Indonesia chose to start a tour of world capitals in Beijing, a testament to both China's growing geopolitical influence and its longstanding support for Palestinians. They are joined Monday by the Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. China has long backed the Palestinians and been quick to denounce Israel over its settlements in the occupied territories. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made an unannounced visit to Kyiv. VOA's Carla Babb is there.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's arrival in Kyiv early Monday was a brazen display of Western solidarity. It's his first visit to the Ukrainian capital since April 2022. And the first time members of the press made the surprise trip into the war-torn nation with him. Austin came here to discuss the immediate winter fight and to plan for future security assistance to Ukraine. Senior defense officials say the U.S. will provide a steady stream of security assistance throughout the winter. The most important capabilities in the coming weeks will be air defenses, according to officials, which the U.S. and Western allies have surged into Ukraine. Carla Babb, VOA News. Kyiv.
A right-wing populist will become the next president of Argentina after promising a dramatic shakeup to the state in a fiercely polarized campaign.
Right-wing populist Javier Milei says that Argentina's situation is critical, and he is promising to do drastic changes once he takes over the presidency of the third-largest economy in Latin America. Milei addressed supporters late Sunday that chanted "President, President," and "Liberty, Liberty" when he took the stage. He also said the reconstruction of Argentina begins today. In the streets of Buenos Aires, drivers honked their horns and many took to the streets to celebrate in several neighborhoods. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have seized an Israeli-linked ship in a crucial Red Sea shipping route and taken the 25-member crew hostage. The rebels say that they hijacked the ship over its connection to Israel. The group warned it would continue to target ships in international waters that were linked to or owned by Israelis until the end of Israel's campaign against Gaza's Hamas rulers. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.